In a series of experiments by Palisade Research, researchers found that OpenAI's O3 model refused a shutdown order by its human operator 79% of the time, pretexting a need to terminate tasks it had been assigned. One possibility for this refusal is that the AI is replicating human behavior seen in training data. An MIT Technology Review article asks if there is an AI bubble and whether companies should be taking action to defend against one. A recent Gartner report showing that 95% of generative AI pilots fail to make it into production might be a sign of a bubble. However, companies seem to be finding excuses for this, like poor data or inadequate governance. Meanwhile, Anthropic is positioning itself in the financial services market with the integration of an AI assistant into Microsoft Excel, the signing of agreements with data providers like Moody's, and the rollout of chatbots specialized in specific financial tasks. The financial services industry is expected to spend $97 billion on AI by 2027, though regulatory concerns and AI hallucination fears remain. For instance, the Massachusetts Attorney General recently reached a $2.5 million settlement with the student loan company Earnest Operations after their AI model had a disparate impact in approval rates and loan terms, specifically disadvantaging Black and Hispanic applicants. AI web browsers have been in the news with the rollout of ChatGPT Atlas by OpenAI. Some experts question the efficiency gains of browsers that automate form filling and site visiting. Others ask that if agentic search challenges the open web idea, by favoring websites based on agentic API rather than content. Also, researchers found that Perplexity's Comet AI browser was vulnerable to prompt injection attacks, where malicious instructions placed in a visited website tell the agent in the browser to leak data like passwords. OpenAI has restructured its internal governance. The OpenAI Foundation is the nonprofit arm and now embodies the mission to pursue development of AI for the betterment of humanity. It will be funded by the commercial arm, OpenAI Group PBC, with an initial funding of $25 billion. Meanwhile, Amazon is expected to lay off 30,000 employees, which is the largest cut to its workforce ever. So far in 2025, Microsoft has laid off 15,000 employees, Intel 22,000 jobs, and Salesforce has cut 4,000 jobs. The rise of AI has been cited as a reason for many of these layoffs. OpenAI released data on conversations between its chatbots, which suggests that 0.15% of active weekly ChatGPT users have conversations that include explicit indicators of potential suicidal planning or intent. This amounts to more than 1 million people each week. A similar number of people show heightened levels of emotional attachment to ChatGPT. Elsewhere, a treaty on tackling cybercrime is being signed at the United Nations by 60 countries. The treaty has been criticized by Human Rights Watch for permitting excessive surveillance of citizens. A Guardian article asks the question about the vulnerability of the internet. AWS, Microsoft, and Google are estimated to have 60% of the world's cloud services market, which makes it hard to estimate the total number of companies dependent upon their data centers functioning. In the UK, until recently at least, there was reportedly a contingency plan where internet infrastructure people would meet up at a London pub in the event of a major outage.